Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you have championship DNA, then you know it's time to chase wins.
We're chasing wins this year.
This is Chasing Wins.
Tell me, what do you think?
A lot of playoff, a lot of just runs, a lot of pickup games, a lot of just in the gym, just hooping with a bunch of, you know, NBA players or non-NBA players. He's just been getting a lot of work in. And I've been paying attention, and even like a month ago or so, like this was like 3 weeks ago, I noticed he looked like slim. He looked in shape. He looked like toned, kind of almost like a little bit on the slimmer side of things, right? Like when Steph looks a little bit slim, like you can kind of notice. Klay looked definitely like he lost like 10 pounds, and he looked just like he gained, like he looked just toned, and he just looked very fit, more in shape than he did last year. Because last year he looked a little bit slow and sluggish and a little bit heavy at times. And so, you know, to start the year last year, he was just abysmal. And really defensively, he was just a step and a half slow. Offensively, that was a problem of its own, just hijacking shots and all that stuff and just not playing
shooting
really
like
slow and
way under 40%. He was like 32, 33% for the first 3 weeks. Yeah.
But I'm watching him in these runs, and obviously, you know, it's, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But at the end of the day, like, I know when the approach is right. And I feel like Klay is taking this offseason very seriously. I think he looks to be extremely locked in. So, yeah, Klay's just been looking like very in shape. He looked like he's approaching this offseason with a lot of intent to, you know, come into next season, hit the ground running. He looks to be taking, you know, these runs very seriously, and just on both ends. Like he's locked in, sliding his feet, getting contests up, really picking his spots. Like he doesn't look like he's just casually out there playing pickup. He looks like he is locked in to, you know, he's almost – being, you know, detail oriented. He has like a look in his eye that he's hungry and he's trying to, you know, hit the ground running and start off next season strong, as opposed to kind of getting his legs underneath him 3-4 months in, right? Like last season, he only started to get going around January, February. And so it seems as if Klay looks to be way more locked in and focused into next season and being the best version of himself, being in midseason form to start the year, right? And so I just see almost like it's nothing you can quantify. It's very, and it's difficult to even qualify in terms of just like what exactly the observations are. But I'm just observing a guy that looks like he's in a contract year, right? Like, he's going to demand a lot of money, And so he understands he's going to have to earn it and deserve it. So to, for him to put himself in that position, he's going to have to be ready for starting off next season strong and like coming in with the right approach and the right mentality, but also allowing his body to follow suit. Right. And that means on both ends, like offensively needing to be quick and sharp off of the motion cuts and the curls, you know, on the perimeter, and just being like a step quicker than the defenders. And then defensively, just moving laterally, sticking with, you know, the offensive players, being shifty, being, you know, quick enough to like rotate and close out and sharp, like that stuff he just didn't have last year at all, really. Like, and the moments he did were very few and far between. I think next season he seems to be taking his approach very seriously. And I'm just watching a guy that looks extremely locked in. And I don't really need to see much else. Like, I think I've seen enough from this offseason from Clay. Outside of Kuminga, because we've seen a lot of Kuminga tape in terms of offseason workouts and kind of getting like work in and stuff. He's done some open runs of his own. But Clay has probably been the most outside of Kuminga. Maybe some Steph we've seen, but like Clay's right there in terms of just like watching him hoop and like get a lot of work in, take it seriously. Like last season, he really didn't play much at all. Like he came into season out of shape, didn't really get a ton of offseason work in, kind of skipped out on those runs that we're seeing him, you know, participate in now. So it's just a great sign. I think he's really mentally locked in to redeeming himself from the really bad playoff run he had last year. So I'm excited, and I think I'm projecting a positive year from Clay, and I'm even more encouraged, especially because I saw some defensive clips yesterday. And when you see him taking these defensive possessions seriously in open runs, like it's definitely something to, you know, take into account, because we rarely see players do that. And Clay looks to be on a mission.
I think he heard all the noise. That's a good breakdown of what Clay Thompson's been up to and what we can expect from him in the upcoming season. I think maybe there will be just a little more clarity now that Jordan Poole is out of the picture. He doesn't have to share the floor with him. So that's yet another guy who wants to score as much as Clay does when they're out on the floor at the same time. I think that will bring more kind of balance to their offense and a little more unity. And defensively, obviously, if Clay is going to – I think he heard all the noise. You know, we certainly talked about and criticized his inability to defend and all these things throughout the course of last year, especially when it came to the playoffs and all that. And I think he heard all the noise. I think he did a lot of reflection in the offseason. When you think about the conversation that he had with Paul George, right? A lot of reflecting, a lot of like, you know, just even the beef that he had with Booker and these other guys, trash talk, talking about four rings. And, you know, he was reflecting. He's like, oh, that was stupid. Like, I just don't need to be doing any of that stuff. And so when I think of Clay, it kind of, it's interesting to think about, and this is kind of more down the line, but what Jordan Poole and Draymond went through from a contractual standpoint, we have that situation going into this season with Clay and Kuminga. So, you know what I mean? Because Kuminga, he's by the end of this year, his third year will be done. The team will have to make a decision on what they want to do with him, right? Where, and Clay is also his, like you said, is a contract year. So they're going to have to pay somebody, and it's obviously going to be Clay, we're assuming, right? And where does that leave Kuminga? I don't think the team's going to be able to pay Kuminga. I don't think he was ever meant to stay with the Warriors long term. I don't think he was meant to fit with the Warriors long term, unless he shows something drastically different in which he can play the power forward position and be an asset to the Warriors in the playoffs alongside Wiggins and Draymond. Whereas right now, to this point, he's been too small and unreliable to play that role. So I see that correlation with Klay and Kuminga in this upcoming season. They'll have to share the floor as well. When Klay comes, you know, he plays with the second unit. He's going to be playing with like CP and Kuminga and stuff like that probably, right? So, and yeah. How does that work out in terms of like Kuminga? They talk about Kuminga being more of a roller now, playing alongside Chris Paul and stuff like this. So can they even that out? Because we know Kuminga also wants to score. So that's a similar problem in terms of sharing the floor with a guy like Klay. If you're going to throw Wiggins in there too. And Chris Paul is also a scorer. We can't just act like he's just a, you know, a playmaker only, and he only gets 5 points per game or something like that. He's always been a, you know, even in the latter parts of his career, it's like at worst, it's like 14 points, you know? So yeah, we'll see. But I thought that thought was interesting in regards to the Klay and Kuminga dynamic.
100%. Yeah. I think, you know, Klay's obviously on a mission. And I think his fit next to CP is going to be extremely helpful from a standpoint where we saw what Chris Paul has done with J.J. Redick. We've seen what he can do with guys like Cam Johnson. Like, I'm just intrigued to see like a Spain pick and roll, right, where you have Kuminga diving to the basket, cutting down the middle, being like a rim presence and providing some pressure, and then having Klay come off a curl. And just off the ball, like commanding that respect and attention from the defense, like, and then they have to make a decision: are we going to overplay the Kuminga drive? Are we going to let, you know, Klay kind of get free? And then on top of that, like CP making that decision down the middle, you know, operating in the mid range, kind of like making that decision, or like taking the mid range himself. That's just like a beautiful play right there that we can add to this playbook that we have. And it's something that the Suns ran last year, where like you got DeAndre basically cutting down the middle and then Booker coming off the curl. So it's something that CP's been familiar with. We can add it, this wrinkle to the pick and roll to our offense. So, you know, like you said, like I just think Klay is going to be in a situation next season where off the ball, he's going to be in heaven, just with all of the playmaking and the gravity that's going to be around him. With guys like Kuminga, you know, getting more run, Saric as a spacer, CP as a passer. Obviously, you still got Wiggins and Steph. You know, defenses have to respect their ability to score. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I expect him to be much more intentional and surgical with how he picks his spots, patient, and within the flow.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.